The Comedy Store on LA's Sunset Strip is closed today. The club's owner, Mitzi Shore, died early this morning at the age of 87. She had been battling Parkinson's disease. Shore nurtured generations of the country's funniest comics, and NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has this remembrance.
David Letterman once called Mitzi Shore the den mother of some berserk Cub Scout pack. He was on her comedy club's roster. So was George Carlin, Freddie Prinze, Jay Leno, Jim Carrey, and Chris Rock. Here's Robin Williams improvising on stage in 1988.
Oh, look! You're on Hollywood Boulevard! Junkies, transvestites, and pimps, oh my!
Richard Pryor often packed the house.
I went to Africa, man, and it was real fun in Africa, being with black people who were different black people. You know, I asked the African man, I asked him, said, what tribe do I look like I came from? And he told me, Italian.
Shore was born Mitzi Seidel in the Midwest, the daughter of a traveling salesman. She moved to L.A. after marrying comic Sammy Shore. In 1972, he founded the Comedy Store with comedy writer Rudy DeLuca. After the Shore's divorce 2 years later, Sammy gave her the club, reportedly to lower his alimony payments. She told the L.A. Times that in those days, comics felt belittled, having to work on stage with singers, jugglers, and magicians. She wanted to give comics respectability, and she did.
This was the kingdom and the power.
On his web series, Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, Jerry Seinfeld reminisced about his old stomping grounds.
In the 70s and 80s, this was the place you had to come to if you wanted to be a real comedian.
On an E! Entertainment special, Tom Dreesen talked about getting his start there.
We used to stand outside the Comedy Store and say, God, I wish I could get on that stage. I wish I could be on at the Comedy Store. And so you became a Monday nighter, and you got a chance to be on it Monday night, finally, to showcase for Mitzi. And if Mitzi liked you, then, okay, you would get like 1:30 in the morning on Tuesday.
Shore famously handpicked the order and length of her comic sets.
And after him, Ron Jones and Flame. I don't know. I hope it's not a strip act.
Comedians often made fun of her nasally voice and frizzy hair. Mitzi Shore did not pay her comics. She considered the venue a sort of comedy college, a workshop for comics to experiment, improvise, and hone their craft. On the E! Special, Robin Williams said Shore provided a creative playground.
Mitzi didn't dictate content, which was great. I think she would sometimes advise you, like, oh, you don't need to do all those penis jokes. I said, I have to. It's an advertisement. But she, you know, it was a release for me. It was cheaper than therapy.
But by 1979, many of the unpaid comics got upset when she paid commercial headliners. Up-and-coming comedians went on strike, staging a walkout and picketing outside on the Sunset Strip. Eventually, Short agreed to pay most of them $25 a set. By then, Hollywood talent scouts became regulars. Short's comics got booked on The Tonight Show. Some got their own sitcoms. Mitzi Shore leaves behind four children, including her youngest, comedian Pauly Shore. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.